The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's Fightful's The Hump with
Jimmy Van
and
Sean Ross Sapp.
Fightful.com. Yeah. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp here. Welcome to Fightful. It's The Hump on January 22nd, 2024. A rare win, or a rare Monday, rather, that we're doing this instead of Wednesday. We got Jimmy Van. Jimmy, it's so dark in here. I'm turning on my damn lights. Jimmy.
Sean's working on his setup because he's a newcomer to this whole podcast scene.
Yeah, you're damn right I am. So,
he'll figure it out someday.
Yeah, one day I'll figure it out. Jimmy, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Sean Russ. Up Royal Rumble Week.
My favorite Royal Rumble Week.
My favorite show of the year, and gonna let my kids stay up because I assume they're gonna start with the women's rumble match. So I'm going to let the kids stay up, going to let them watch that. My daughter likes that. And I love the Rumble. I think everybody loves the Rumble. Who doesn't love the Rumble, Sean Ross Sapp?
Yeah, I love it, man. It's a fun show. I love it. I've done so many features on it. Like, my God, I've done 3 long form features on it. We did a compilation video where it was like 3+ hours of me talking to wrestlers. Like, I mean, Bret Hart, the Bushwhackers, Adam Cole, Johnny Gargano. Rhea Ripley, even like tons of people. We had a sit down video that I'm going to do more of 7 changes I'd make to the Royal Rumble. And then on Tuesday, I'm really proud of this video that I've had an idea for a long time. And big thank you to our editor, Rob Bull, for making it happen. A 40+ minute long form video on how the departure, and I don't mean it's not just a history. It is exactly how Royal Rumble 2014, led to Royal Rumble 2024, because everything that led from CM Punk leaving that day to joining AEW to leaving AEW to rejoining WWE are all connected by one thing, by one match. And it's that Royal Rumble where he finally had enough, Jimmy.
Yep. I started watching that. I saw like the first 10, 15 minutes of it, and Rob did a good job. He did a good job. Who's the guy that got to narrate that, Sean? Who's that guy?
I don't know. The motherfucking goat. That's who. The goat. Let me tell you.
He has no ego whatsoever.
Let me tell you, Jimmy.
Humble.
You know what? When I was younger, I wanted to be the best at literally anything for any determined period of time. It could have been like mopping floors. Like, I don't care what it was. But I knew I wasn't going to be an Olympian, but I wanted to be able to say that I was the best at something for a given period of time. I really think that at least for a period of time, we've been the best at what we do, and I'm very proud of that. And I have mentioned to you, I'm going to be scaling back my Twitter an awful lot after I take a couple victory laps within the next few weeks. Then I'm going to be scaling it back.
Yeah.
And FightfulSelect.com is where you guys are going to be able to find me more and more. Of course, I'll still be around here and there, and we'll be here at youtube.com/Fightful. We dropped an interview with R-Truth today, Jimmy.
Yes. And he's what can you say? He's great. The guy's great.
He's great. Yes. He's so great. I love that when I mentioned to him my theory about his character, he couldn't help but to like smile a little bit.
Yeah.
I have a theory that his character is a genius and has been playing everybody for years and years and years. And he smiled a little bit about that because they've let it slip one or two times. They've let it go a couple times. And he was like, he tried to throw me off the trail. But
do you remember when WWE did that with Maria Kanellis?
Yeah, I do.
Where she played dumb. And then one day she cut a promo where she said something really, really intelligent. And then she like shook her head and played dumb again. So, R-Truth is, I say this sometimes about certain people like Renee Paquette, and I say it about R-Truth. You got to be a real asshole to not love R-Truth.
Yeah.
Because he seems like just a sweetheart of a guy. Somebody that I think you like to have in your locker room, I think.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. For sure. For sure.
Tell me about Tampa. So, like, have you heard yet about the junket? Have you heard anything about what's going to happen?
I have not. I mean, I was actually on In the Weeds earlier with Mansoir. And he's like, when the hell are we doing our interview? And I was like, I have to wait until I get my WWE media itinerary. And as of now, I don't yet have that. I mean, It's going to be Friday morning. I've got something Saturday morning. In fact, I've got something Saturday morning so close that I will be driving straight from that to the airport. And I've mentioned this to you. My current plan is I'll be in the air for 2 hours. On the Rumble day, I'll be in the air 2 hours without Wi-Fi. Fortunately, we're going to have Corey Brennan there with some scoops and stuff like that. But my plan is to land and then drive straight home, cover the show. If I'm delayed at all, I'm just packing up my shit, putting it back in the rental car or getting a rental car or an Uber, going straight to the venue, and I'm going to sit there and watch the Royal Rumble. I'm not going to risk missing any of the Royal Rumble.
Do you have any last-minute predictions on surprises, Rumble surprises?
The ones that I have felt like could be are Naomi, Andrade, and then some returns from injury.
And do you think Brock shows up tonight on Raw, or do you think they wait till the Rumble?
I would have him show up tonight. I would have him show up tonight, yeah. And then at least say, hey, you better watch this.
Right, maybe a face-off with Gunther.
Yeah,
that'd be great. Cool. Okay.
That could be cool.
Awesome. Well, I think we should start with Rollins, Seth Rollins, because this could be a major story heading into WrestleMania. So everybody knows he was injured on Raw last week in the match with Jinder Mahal. You broke news on FIFA Select about the status of his injury or the extent of his injury. What's the latest you're hearing on him?
People in WWE expect that if he doesn't need surgery, he's going to want to work through this. Or you know, I'm going to say work through it,
yep.
But not drop the title and continue to work WrestleMania. A lot of people were like, oh my God, it's over. They got to put the title up in the Rumble. I'm like, well, hold on. You all need to look at the recovery time for something like this, first off. And also, you got a guy with the other title that since WrestleMania, as of this moment, has defended it on television twice since WrestleMania. So what, we got to have him vacate it because he won't have defended it for 2 months? Well, Shawn Michaels was hurt in 1998. He didn't defend it between then. He even had Savio Vega replacing him in a match. Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
I don't think it's worst case scenario.
I obviously I'm not a doctor. I use the power of Google to look it up. And kind of like you said, unless he has to have a major surgery, he should be ready for the rump or for WrestleMania. My question is, what do you do with him between now and then? Like, apparently on Raw tonight, he's going to address his future. Mm-hmm. And I agree with you about vacating. I'm not a fan of vacating. However, I figure either he keeps it or Damian Priest cashes in. I figure it'd be one or the other. And when I think about the plan for Mania, which from what I understand is still Seth Rollins and CM Punk, that match is big enough that you can do it without the title. But if you do it without the title, Punk's not getting a WrestleMania main event. Right. Yes. So for that reason, I think you keep it on Rollins. Do you know if Rollins is healthy enough that he can at least be at television, or with his rehab, do you think he's going to be taking time off in terms of being on TV?
I think they'll be smart about it. I think that they will limit his travel. I mean, they already had him off live events, which is a smart idea. I think that they're going to get very calculated about it. And again, you got to remember, it's pro wrestling. They might completely downplay it or really, really play it up, like this injury. Like, I know this is the injury. I was told very, very, very blatantly that this is what the injury was, but it is pro wrestling. And
yeah,
like, for example, John Cena coming back from his injury obviously was much different than what they had implied that it was originally. You know what I mean? So they could make it seem a lot worse than what it is. I mean, there are people that think that Seth Rollins legit has a broken back right now, right, Jimmy? Like, it's there are a lot of people that think that that was like a real thing. So they could play into that.
Part of me questioned, because I believe he's supposed to do, Punk's supposed to do a face off with Cody on Raw. Because part of me questioned if Punk and Rollins have some kind of interaction. Kind of leads to Damian Priest cashing in. Punk does nothing to stop it, kind of adds to Punk Rollins. But like I said, I think Punk Rollins has to have the title or Punk's not in the main event. So I think they keep it on Rollins, but 2 months, I mean, that's a long time for them to not have the world champion. So I'll be curious what they do.
We do have some super chats, Humper chats. We have Luis here helping us today. KE775 says, do you think Rollins vacates the title tonight? Would be super bummed if he does. You know, if they look at it and they go, well, we need some extra.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Extra juice for Royal Rumble. Well, I mean, that could change an awful lot of stuff, because CM Punk, if that title's on the line, well, I think that eliminates Cody Rhodes from winning that Royal Rumble.
Right.
But CM Punk might do it. It's weird that adding the title makes it more predictable, right? Like, it becomes pretty obvious. Matt says, if Seth does vacate and miss WrestleMania, does Becky versus Rhea headline night one? Or do you have Punk fight Sammy and Drew for the World Heavyweight Champion in a three-way? It, all due respect to Sammy and Drew, if that's the main event as things stand right now, or if that's the world title match, then I think it should be Rhea Becky main eventing night one. What do you think?
Absolutely, 100%. And just like you said, with all due respect, those guys all deserve, you know, the spotlight, especially Drew, who I think has really knocked it out of the park with the creative that he's been given as of late. But Becky and Rhea one-on-one, I think, should trump that triple threat as the main event any day of the week. So
Chris says, if Seth is hurt, CM Punk wins the belt. Drew wins Rumble or Chamber. Drew beats Punk, but Priest cashes in. Drew finally gets his moment in front of fans, but it's ruined by him constantly ruining Priest cash in all year. Full circle. So I think that's an awful lot of steps. You go from Seth vacating, Punk winning, Drew winning, Priest cashing in. Do you want four champions in that short amount of time? Like, you can, and it's fine. I'm okay with hot-shotting titles here and there. I mean, that was WWE's hottest period. They did a lot of that. But do you think that they should, or they could, would, should do something like that, Jimmy?
So they're saying Punk gets it first, then Drew gets it from Punk? Is that what they said?
Yes.
No, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. I think that Punk, as of this moment, Punk is being treated like a special attraction. He's being treated like a Brock, like a Roman. He's not there every single week. I think that a loss by Punk should really be treated as something special. And if he's going to get the win for the title, and I don't think Punk will win the title, but if he was to get the win for the title, I don't think they're going to turn around and have him, you know, drop it right away. So I don't think that happens. Also, do we know anything about the status of Drew in terms of his contract? Because I sure as hell wouldn't be putting the title on him for any length of time.
Still working on it. I mean, last year he had said that he was operating on the possibility that it was his last WrestleMania. So his deal was supposed to be up before Mania. They can do a lot of things with those deals, though. They can extend them by a few weeks, few months, etc. I don't have any more details on what's up with that yet. But we do have J.M. Melagrito saying, well, that's about the rankings. So we're going to ask Luis to please put those all together with the ranking stuff. That way it's not all over the place with this show. But it says, Nelson says, is WWE hurting themselves by focusing way too much on nostalgia props or pops and not using younger full-time talent at the top of the card? Right now, the average age is 40 or close to, especially with the addition of Punk, who is 45. I think that WWE has an affinity of pushing talent that are in their mid-30s, definitely way more than, you know, 20 years ago or 25 years ago. But that's okay. Like, I'm okay with that because the average age of the wrestler is extended. The average, like, top-level life of a wrestler is way extended. I saw somebody, Jimmy, comparing Chris Jericho today to Greg the Hammer Valentine in the mid-90s in WCW, right?
Really?
I did. And here's the difference. Greg the Hammer Valentine was a smooth 10 years younger than Chris Jericho is now back then.
Right, but they look the same.
And Jericho's work is better
than
Greg Valentine's was, without
with all due respect to Greg Valentine. Yeah. It's just it's a different era. Nutrition, you know, how they work out in the gym, they have a training staff. It's a different era. It's not the same. I believe, and we've talked before about how deep the WWE roster is. You go back 10, 15 years, Sean, when WrestleMania would come along, they were always relying on the people they were bringing in to put in the top matches. They were relying on Bill Goldberg. They were relying on The Undertaker. They were relying on Brock Lesnar in order to fill those top spots. They don't have to do that now. Now they have their own crop of talent that they can rely on to carry the load, and they'll still bring in a guy like Brock as a special attraction. But otherwise, they have their own crop of talent, and if they hadn't have signed Punk, it wouldn't have hurt them going into WrestleMania. They would have been more than deep enough. It's a different time. They don't have to rely on the names from the past to sell the show. The show can be sold based on their full-timers.
S. Taylor says, why do we only have one set of women or men's tag titles when you have enough teams to split them up? You have two sets of singles titles for both shows too. I have mentioned this on numerous shows. I would like for them to add six-man tag titles instead of splitting up the regular tag titles. And then both of them can go on any brand. I don't care if it's NXT Europe, whenever they start it up, it's your golden ticket to go elsewhere. I think that would be a lot better.
They have so many factions now, probably more than they've ever had. And all of the factions seem to have three men, at least. So that's a pretty logical step to take. That's
right now
would be interesting.
Trios, they have Alpha Academy. If they add Dexter Lumis to DIY, they've got that. Imperium, Indus Share, Judgment Day. If Big E happens to return, you have that one as well. You have The Bloodline, AOP, and Karrion Kross. You have the Latino World Order, Legado World Order as well. You've got those. You've got Street Profits and Bobby Lashley. You've also got like the potential of like adding a third person who doesn't fit in at all with Pretty Deadly. Like, imagine if Pretty Deadly was looking for a third and they picked up like Pete Dunne or somebody like that and added them. Like, there's a lot of good stuff there. There's the OC, a lot of that stuff. So I think that's the right way to go.
Right.
Kim says, I think more NXT girls in the Rumble this year. Charlotte Hurt, Alexa, and Carmella on maternity leave. The one that I mentioned that I've wanted in a Royal Rumble for a while is Wendy Chu, if she's healthy.
Yeah.
I think that she would be a nice, entertaining name to add to that, Jimmy.
I think Tiffany Stratton gets a shot. I wouldn't be surprised to see her in there. Do you think maybe they go with some of the other girls that are, I was going to say Cora Jade, but she's injured. But Tiffany Stratton, I could see getting a shot.
I think JC Jane should get a shot. I think that she's been TV ready for a long time. But we've got Meet Norma saying, happy Monday hump day. Thoughts on Seth title going to the Rumble winner if he vacates? I think it makes it a little too predictable, honestly. I really do, Jimmy. I think that makes it a little too predictable.
Also, I was talking about the 92 Rumble being my favorite, where the winner won the title. In 92, they didn't have the stipulation that whoever won got a main event of WrestleMania. Now, because they have that stipulation, if the winner wins the world title, what happens to the WrestleMania main event? Now you have to find a new challenger, right? So I agree with you. I don't think that they should make it for the title. I understand that it would be a new added wrinkle, something different, but it takes away from the whole winner main events WrestleMania. So I don't think it's necessary.
Yeah, and we've got another one, New Lack City saying, Jimmy, agree, the Rumble's my favorite event of the year. Should they award the winner Seth's title? Is the locker room as happy as the fans are with AEW's change in direction? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've heard actually really good things about the AEW locker room of late. And listen, you can say addition by subtraction, whatever you want. But I mean, the proof is in the pudding, I think. I've heard a lot less complaints over the last few months in the AEW locker room. I don't know necessarily what to attribute that to, but it seems like people are having a little bit more fun. And we've seen them sort of restore the feeling, as Daniel Garcia would say. They're bringing back the rankings. Matthew Hook says, AEW rankings thoughts, Garcia breakout star of 24. We got Chris saying, what do you think about AEW bringing back the AEW rankings? We're about to talk about that. And JM says, Alvarez seemingly pointing fingers to Punk for allegedly removing the rankings is just weird. Why blame someone who is out of AEW for a while now? Okay, so hold on. Let's talk about the rankings, but I can't say that he was behind it. I can't say that. I had heard that he wasn't in favor of it, but also, how can you say, why blame somebody who isn't there? I'm not saying it's his fault, but I'm going after your specific comment. What if it's a topic of conversation now and it references something that happened while the dude was there and that person did have reason to believe that or had, well, then that's why I just want to make it clear. I don't know that that's why, but there are going to be CM Punk AEW stories that still emerge. Like if we find out anything that you guys don't know, we usually put a story about it on Select. I saw somebody today say, well, people visiting backstage isn't news. And I reached out to them. I said, all due respect, seemed like news to them, news to people backstage, news to, you know, news that they spoke with the office, etc. Exclusive information is always valued in any form of media. That's just the nature of it. I'm happy they're bringing back the rankings. I hope they streamline it a little bit. I'm interested to see what they do without Dark to be used as a crutch because they don't have that anymore. Will ROH be involved? Will it not? What do you think, Jimmy?
Well, first off, this whole rumor about Punk or whatever, Tony Khan's the decision maker.
Yes.
And so I don't understand why people would be trying to use this as a vehicle to kind of shit on Punk, like you said, when he's not there. Even if Punk didn't like it, and even if Punk went to Tony Khan and said, I don't think you should have the rankings, Tony Khan makes the decision, not Punk. So that part is silly. I've always believed, and we've talked about it, that wins matter in pro wrestling. And people that say that wins and losses don't matter, they're wrong. And I always use the same example of Ryback, a guy who, with all due respect to him, you know, he wasn't a big long-term draw in pro wrestling, but when he came in and when he was undefeated, they put him with CM Punk on pay-per-view and he popped a buy rate. because he went in undefeated. Wins and losses do matter. On the other side of the coin, you look at Jinder Mahal, right? Maybe his title run would have gone better if he hadn't have lost every week for a year before they put the belt on him. So wins and losses do matter. But in terms of the ranking system, for me personally, as a fan, I'm indifferent. Like I don't care if they do it or if they don't do it, because you can't please everybody. Like when the rankings was around the first time, sometimes people got title shots who didn't necessarily deserve it based on the rankings. Sometimes people didn't get title shots who did deserve it based on the rankings.
Yeah.
So I'm indifferent. If people like it, cool. If they don't, cool. But I definitely think that wins and losses matter. And I think we've seen it when it comes to business results. So in that respect, if they use the rankings to elevate those who win, then that's the way it should be.
Well, here's some good news for those of you who want to see him finish the story. Cody Rhodes has moved up in the Bet Online rankings. Where the hell's my read? Where's my read? Damn it.
That worked out well.
Are you serious? I'm pissed. Well, anyway, here you go. BetOnline AG. It's where we got our odds and lines for years. And right now, you can get your odds over at BetOnline AG for the Royal Rumble. Right now, CM Punk is the favorite to win. Cody Rhodes moved into second. Gunther was at number two. But you know what? I saw a friend of mine who did a really, really nice parlay and ended up winning $5,000 this weekend on the Lions game.
Did he?
So, yeah, $5,000 on a $50 bet. But right now, you got CM Punk in the league, Cody Rhodes number two, Gunther number three. But there are also some far-fetched ones that you can bet on. MJF, if for some reason you think we're getting worked, brother, you can put money down on him. Stone Cold Steve Austin. How about over on the Women's Rumble? BetOnline.ag has Bayley at plus 135, Becky Lynch at plus 200. And here's one. Jade Cargill is the number three favorite right now.
Wow.
BetOnline.ag allows you to do same game parlays. Shout out refunds. If the NFL team that you back fails to score at least 1 point, your point spread bets will be refunded up to $50. Who else is offering something like that? They have the highest credit card acceptance, fastest payouts, the industry's best bonuses. And this is across the NHL, NCAA, NBA, NFL, UFC. There was a big show this past weekend as well. They've been trusted by millions for 25 plus years. They have a great VIP rewards program. BetOnline.ag. Check them out, my friends. We'll be giving you a lot more details on stuff that they're doing this week. I think I'm appearing on one of their shows this week as well. It's going to be a good time.
I heard that Drake lost a bundle on Sean Strickland, your favorite UFC fighter.
You know what I love about that is I see so many fucking dopes, by the way, that see the aberrant bullshit that guy says. First off, seeing guys like him makes me so thrilled I don't cover MMA anymore. But then dealing with the people, you guys have seen the psychos that I deal with in wrestling, like some of the weirdos. They're way worse in MMA. And this is something Shayna Baszler said long, long ago. But they're way worse there because they will sit there and say,
freedom of speech.
But if I say, and I quote, get bent Sean Strickland, they act like I just punted their dog.
I saw that.
It is unbelievable. It is so easy to, let me tell you, it's so easy to conjure up the quarters out of those guys for my Twitter money right there. Like it was very easy to rile them up and get some replies out of them.
I also, I saw people, a few people shitting on John Pollock because he tried to ask Dana White about it. John Pollock is the least egotistical, with all due respect, Sean.
He's one of the best.
He's so professional, but he's the least egotistical reporter that I've probably ever talked to. He's just a good dude. And I saw some people shitting on him because he tried to ask Dana White. And Dana White, kind of like what you were just referencing, spun it about the free speech thing. And a lot of MMA fans shit on John Pollock. And I thought it was unnecessary. So he's a good dude.
Yep. We've got more super chats, humper chats. Seth leaves, then comes back as the Real World champ. Oh.
What was that? Sorry.
I don't hate that idea, Jimmy.
What was that?
Calm down. Let me repeat it. What? Huh? Huh?
You got excited, John.
What?
He said they put the title on the line during the Rumble. CM Punk wins it. Seth Rollins returns for Mania as the real world's champion. I think that would be an awful nice little poke at CM Punk, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I mean, it's like the unfinished story from AEW, I guess.
Yeah.
It's not bad. I still don't like the idea of the title being on the line in the Rumble because it takes away from the winner main events WrestleMania. Although
I agree.
I guess in theory, the winner does main event WrestleMania because they got the title. But now you got to find a new challenger. I'd rather they stick with the old formula. But yeah, that's not bad.
Rob Wilkins says, chance of Priest cashing in before Rollins speaks. I think if Priest cashes in, he either might lose or they might have him drop it at the Elimination Chamber.
Mm. Interesting. I think for him to cash in, even though Rollins is injured, Rollins would have to be laid out first in the ring.
Yeah.
You know, if he's fresh, even though he's injured, I don't think Priest is. That's why I was wondering if they might have Punk inadvertently cost Rollins the title, not help out when Priest is cashing in, and that kind of adds fire to their match. But I still think Punk Rollins needs the title. So
we got JM saying Cora Jade should go to the main roster after recovery. I think that she'll need a little bit more time to acclimate. Right. Joseph says, enjoy Tampa this weekend, SRS. Very excited to see more of Maddie Rinkowski, who is now Ren Sinclair in NXT. Thinks she has great charisma and character work. Man, I was calling on her to get signed like 2 years ago. She had it on AEW TV. She had it. But all due respect to her, AEW, all that, she was such a fit for NXT. For what they were doing then, for what they're doing now, she is a great NXT fit. She's going to be really good there. Patrick says, much love to the whole Fightful crew. Best and most ethical wrestling media company there's ever been. Is Punk Austin off the cards? Punk and Rollins is the plan. But it was made very clear that Punk and Austin was a real possibility when Punk came back to the company.
Did you see the Steve Austin rendering for 2K24?
Yeah, I did.
He looks like he lost 50 pounds.
He did. Nicholas says, under the TKO stock, there was an article saying WWE are looking at a 1.3 increase with a possible Disney, WBD, Amazon, Netflix. Do you have an update? I think that's about accurate considering what they made off of SmackDown, and they want to let investors know this is what to expect. We're probably not doubling these Raw fees because that was something that somebody from WBD had mentioned to me. They go, nobody wanted to do a deal in the late 2023 landscape because their stock already took a hit.
Yep. I mean, the last that I heard about it, they were hoping to match the SmackDown increase, which was 40%. That's the last that I heard. And if they were able to match it, I can't remember the math. I don't have a calculator in front of me, but I think it was somewhere in the neighborhood of $370 million a year, I think.
Yeah.
So that's what they had wanted. And you got to remember, when they got that 40% on SmackDown, even though 40 points is pretty decent, when they got that on SmackDown, Wall Street didn't like that, and the stock actually dropped. So if they get under 40% on Raw, I think the same reaction would happen short term. But we'll see. I'm still very, you know, I've noticed these different analysts coming out. One guy predicts it's going to be Amazon. One guy predicts it's going to be Warner Brothers Discovery. Have you changed your prediction? Because I think you thought it was going to be FX. Is that right, Sean?
No, I mean, I don't really have a good sense of where they're going to be or where they're going to be now. Yeah.
I'm not sure either. I still hope it's not Warner Brothers Discovery because that's not going to be good for AEW. And a lot of people think Amazon. I don't think that's going to be good for their reach. It's a interesting story on both sides. I guess we'll see what happens. We'll see.
What else do we have? We got K775 saying Bayley wins the Rumble, gets jumped by Damage Control, chooses EO. Becky wins Elimination Chamber, sets up her match with Rhea in Australia. I'd be okay with that. I mean, before the Seth injury, I thought they could have done Rhea and Becky in Australia and made it the main event in front of 40, 50,000 fans, and it would have been great. How do you feel about that? I think that Bayley winning the Royal Rumble would be a good call.
Yep. And this actually takes me to my next topic. I was going to ask you about the women's side of the roster going into WrestleMania. So in terms of Elimination Chamber, I think it'll be Rhea and Nia Jax. I think that's the reason that Nia beat Becky is to set her up for Rhea. Because Rhea's going to be the babyface, right? Yeah, at Elimination Chamber. So I think it's going to be her and Nia Jax. She's going to beat Nia Jax. I think Becky wins the Rumble. I think Bayley and Io Sky happens because of a damage control break. I don't know if they necessarily need the Rumble win for that to happen, but either way, it's going to be the same end result. Here's my question for you, Sean. So last week I talked about how WWE, they kind of have an embarrassment of riches right now with respect to top talent, right? And when you look at the top women, Charlotte being injured, when you look at the top women, the one name that might not have anybody at Mania is Bianca Belair. Because if they've got Rhea Ripley, Becky, if they've got Bayley and Io Sky, I think Asuka and Kairi Sane are going to go for the tag titles. So Bianca is the one that's kind of on the outs unless they do Bianca Nia Jax. What do you think? Like, what do you think is a spot for Bianca? Because Bianca is a top star. She needs to have a good matchup on that show.
Whew, that one's a pretty interesting thing. Like, I mean, like, would Jade be ready? Jade would be a nice name to have them, like, bring in there. And I don't know if it would be to face Bianca, team with Bianca, be on a big team with Bianca. Because if it's Bayley and Io, well, guess what? You still got three or four other members of Damage Control that could have a match. So you could work something in there. Ooh, man, that's the unfortunate place where we are is, like, okay, you want something that is worthy of Bianca Belair because Bianca Belair has been Mrs. WrestleMania for the last 3 years. She had two match of the year contenders at WrestleMania and has been a part of some major stuff. Now, granted, you could also say, well, she's already been a part of some major stuff. Maybe she can sort of scale that back now, but I don't know. I look at that and I'm like, okay, well, maybe she could compete for the women's tag team titles, her and Jade. For the women's tag titles, maybe that could be something. But also, I look at that and I'm like, okay, if Katana and Kayden are the champions, well, Bianca, it's hard to for them to be like heels against Bianca or anything like that. If they do that, Bianca would need to adjust something. I am very, very interested in what they do with her, and I don't really have an idea of what they got planned for her right now.
Well, you got to also remember, so she's got the Hulu series with Montez. That's coming out. She's going to be on the cover of 2K24 with Rhea on the deluxe edition. So obviously
we'll be talking about that next. Yeah.
Yep. So obviously she's someone that is really still being elevated from a quote unquote mainstream position. So there's no way that she's not on the Mania card. I wonder if maybe they do a multi-team women's tag team title match because they've already teased Asuka Kairi. They did it on SmackDown last week. So maybe they're going to do a multi-team one because you got Chelsea and Piper still there. Maybe, like you said, they do Bianca and Jade, or maybe Bianca and Naomi even, although I'd like to see Naomi with the bloodline, but maybe they do Bianca and Naomi. Maybe they turn into a multi-team tag team match.
Bianca and Naomi, or like Bianca, Naomi, Jade. Like, I think that's a good, like...
faction?
Even if not a faction, like a super team to put together against Kairi, Asuka, Dakota. I think that could be... pretty cool.
That could be all right if they do a six women's tag team match. That'd be all right. Yeah. I guess we'll see.
What else do we got here? We got 2K24. So Cody Rhodes revealed as the cover athlete. The deluxe edition will feature Bianca Belair and Rhea Ripley. I think this is very, very much the right call as we go to that. But Hushes says the 2K stuff seems pretty reassuring to Cody fans. And the Bep Jr. says getting 40 years of Mania edition. So this is heavily revolving around Cody Rhodes not finishing the story and then making a story out of him finishing the story. What did you think of that when you saw that, Jimmy?
I thought the video was really cool that they put online. I thought the fact that they didn't tell him, Becky, or Rhea what they were doing. They just told them that they were shooting content for 2K24. And then Hunter, too bad he couldn't be there live, but Hunter told them, by the way, you guys are the cover athletes. I thought that was all very cool. It's interesting to me how this has evolved to where now it's a bucket list item for the wrestlers to be on the cover of the 2K game, because years ago that wasn't the case. You never used to hear about it. And now all of a sudden it's a bucket list thing. Cody said it was on his list. Bianca said it was on her list. Do you know if there's a financial incentive attached to that?
Almost certainly is. Okay, almost certainly. Yeah. Yeah. I'll ask for sure, but I'm positive there is.
Okay. I mean, they're all deserving. And I saw one of the videos promoting it, like you just said, talking about Cody's story. So it's interesting. Yeah. I wonder if The Rock is going to be downloadable content. I guess we'll see. But no, good for all of them. They're all deserving for sure.
We are headed towards about the midway point here of the hump. Get your super chats in. Get your humper chats in. Joseph Corey says maybe Bianca versus Trinity at Mania. That would be a great one too. With her coming back, she's going to have an awful lot of buzz. I think that'd be a great one. What were Charlotte's Mania plans before she got hurt? Might have involved Damage Control and Bianca as well. Spencer says, I want the tag team turmoil matches like last year. Oh, the tag showcases. I mean, those were good as hell. Those were great. Amir says, in the internet, there are rumors that Fightful reported WWE is not satisfied with Carlito. Is it accurate? We have never reported anything like that. Unless you see it from Fightful or from Sean Ross Sapp or on Fightful Select, always take it with a grain of salt. If it's some other Twitter account, take it with a grain of salt. If it's some other website that's saying that we reported it, take it with a grain of salt. There is not one single website or Twitter aggregator that I haven't had to correct over stuff like that. And that's just the nature of aggregation. You can go to the source. $5 a month, 1 cent more expensive than Colt Cabana's new backstage service that he's
doing. You like that? Best $5 in the business, Sean.
That piece of shit. Undercut me. Why I oughta. Well, anyway. Yeah.
Do you know if Jimmy and Jay still planned?
I would imagine so. I haven't seen anything that would make me think different.
Yeah. The reason I'm asking is somebody in the chat suggested Naomi and Jimmy against Bianca and Montez. I would love that. That'd be cool.
You know what? That's kind of cool. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Somebody says, with all due respect, why does CM Punk deserve a main event at Mania? He's still a guy that crapped all over WWE for a decade, only to waltz in and get the main event over Becky Rhea. You can get a better story with him missing out on the main event. I think there's a story there. Absolutely is a story there. And if WWE wanted to be like, we're going to see how you react to this. You can't just walk back in here and do that. It wouldn't drive me nuts or anything. I would love to see Becky and Rhea main event that show.
I don't disagree at all. And I question if him and Hunter have had that conversation. Because Hunter's not dumb. So I wonder if they had that conversation about, you got to kind of prove yourself. You got to, you know, Punk is, he's young enough. He can still work a few more Manias.
Yeah.
So maybe he's not one of the main events this year. And then next year, things have gone well. And then he's there doing it. That's very possible.
Rock Hard Joel Wood says, to hell with it. Bring back Naomi. Give her the Rumble win. Bianca and Bayley get the tag titles.
Now I think Bayley gets Io Sky.
Bayley's going to get Io Sky.
I think so.
I would not be opposed to Naomi winning the Rumble. I wouldn't. It doesn't bother me if she wins the Rumble. I think she's a great talent, and she's shown that she can deliver at a main event level. Wish list for 24, Logan Paul hits Punk with a buckshot. Oh, I mean, that's good heat right there. That is great heat there.
It's possible. I'm trying to think of when that could happen. So Logan's got Kevin Owens at the Rumble.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be him and LA Knight at WrestleMania. That's what I think, for the U.S. title. So, it's possible. You never know.
Rockhard Joel Wood takes us into the Mercedes Moné part of our show. Says, since the foregone conclusion, Mercedes is going to AEW, do you see her returning to WWE before her career is over? Yeah, I think she will. I look at that. I mean, I think Jericho will wrestle in WWE before his career is over.
Brian,
I just think that will happen. Yeah. Ali says, joining late here. Sorry if someone has asked, what are your feelings on the rankings coming back? I'm in favor. I am in favor too. I think that they are leaning back into the things that made AEW fans like AEW, instead of saying, you know what, let's cast a big wide net. People didn't want them to cast a wide net. They wanted them to fill the void that was left behind by WWE. Here's the difference. WWE doesn't suck anymore. WWE's right. very satisfying to watch for a lot of people.
Right.
They don't book to spite their fans anymore. So you don't need to go ahead and do the stuff that they're already doing.
Right, right. I agree.
Amir says, any info on Dynamite and Collision location for 3-6 and 3-9? I had heard Worcester, Mass for the early March thing, but the fact that they haven't announced that yet leads me to think that it might end up being different. Occult Classic says, my headcanon is Sean has a bunch of tweets bookmarked for that Mercedes victory lap, and I cannot wait to watch that unfold. Hopefully it's sooner than later. Buddy, I have so many goddamn tweets bookmarked that now I'm thinking I probably shouldn't even respond to any of them because I've got so many. So, yeah, I probably won't. I'll probably just, you know, probably just smile and wave.
Yeah, just humbly pat yourself on the back. I will say this. I think there's going to be a lot of people after the Women's Rumble match very disappointed.
There you go.
And I question if any of the live crowd, do you remember when people wanted Brian and it was Rey Mysterio? Remember that?
Yep. Yep.
And poor Rey Mysterio, if there's anybody in the roster that doesn't deserve to be shit on, it's Rey Mysterio. And the whole crowd shit on Rey Mysterio. I question if whoever number 30 is in the Women's Rumble gets shit on because they think they want it to be somebody else.
You know who could avoid that?
Chelsea Green.
Well, that too. AJ Lee. If they were able to get AJ Lee.
Yes.
Or right. a big surprise.
Right, right.
Joker says, why won't AEW do a Royal Rumble, but will do Money in the Bank? Casino Battle Royal doesn't compare. And the Royal Rampage is just a tease for how good it could be on pay-per-view. Because they don't want to do exactly what WWE is doing. I think the Casino Battle Royal is just fine. Like, I think it's all right. I think it's enough of a twist. I just don't think you want to do the same exact thing as them.
Absolutely. They shouldn't do the exact. Yeah. I mean, I hated the Royal Rampage. I hated it.
Did
I hated
you?
Yes. I just, to me, it just came off like a direct, you know, a direct comparison or a direct emulation. I hated the name. I definitely agree that they need to find their way and do things their own way. And I think they've, for the most part, they've done a good job of that. I mean, they have their own stadium stampede and they have Blood and Guts and they've created their own showcase matches. I wouldn't copy. Do you remember when Russo took over WCW?
I try to not remember that, but yeah.
So when he took over WCW, he brought a lot of the matches in that he had helped create in WWE, like casket matches and all this shit.
And wasn't a fit there.
No, but his argument tried to be, well, I created it.
Do you remember right? when he said that WWE and AEW were secretly working together and everybody was getting worked?
Did
and
he?
They were stupid and that he was actually smart and that people who weren't in the business didn't know what they were talking about? Well,
he's doing that for engagement. He's smarter than that. He's doing that for engagement.
Well, here's something I'm doing for engagement. I have long talked with you guys about the content that you can access with NordVPN.com/Fightful, but it doesn't just stop at pro wrestling. You can get MMA and boxing pay-per-views at a much more affordable price when you change your virtual location with just one click using NordVPN.com/Fightful. It doesn't stop there either. Football games. Man, if you want to check out those out-of-market football games, you don't have to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars. You can get NordVPN.com/Fightful and just change your virtual location. How about baseball games? They make it harder than ever to actually watch baseball games. It is a task, not with NordVPN.com/Fightful. They got everything you need, in addition to all the threat protection and security that comes with NordVPN. But if you want that content, NordVPN.com/Fightful is right for you.
BL says, can't think of a way to ask this. Here's a comparison. When the police know who did it, but are missing one to two pieces to put it together, how often does that happen to you in your reporting?
All the time. Daily, I've got stuff like that. I mean, I suspect that Mercedes signed long ago with AEW. I can't prove it. If this were a court of law, I would not have the evidence to prove it. She is going to AEW. That is happening. And if something happens and she never appears, boy, that is going to be an even bigger story in its own because she's going. I just can't prove that she has written her name on a contract yet. I will be able to,
but not yet.
Speaking of the police thing, have you seen the American Nightmare docuseries on Netflix?
I watched it this weekend, yeah.
Man, and anybody that like isn't the biggest fan of the police, don't watch that.
Yeah.
Don't watch it.
It was pretty wild.
Really bad in terms of how the police treated that whole situation. Yeah.
Do you think that Montez gets a push due to the new show? I think it should be about time for him to get a push. Yeah.
So what was it? When was it that he got the singles match in Elimination Chamber? Was that last year?
I think so.
And after that, he was right back to where he'd been for the previous like 5 years, basically. I think he's long overdue for a singles run as well. Nothing with all due respect to Dawkins, because Dawkins has done a lot to improve himself as well. But Montez is due. He's long overdue.
Ricardo says, should Joe be a transitional champ for Swerve? Man, Joe is really, really great right now. I kind of feel like Swerve. Well, yeah, we'll see how things go up until March, but I feel like Swerve and Hangman might be each other's undoing in that situation and match. They might either cost each other a shot at even getting a title match or cost each other the title match.
I understand that Swerve is the hot hand, and I had said whatever, I can't recall what the last pay-per-view was. I'd said after C2, you go with the hot hand.
Yeah.
You saw the ratings last week. They actually jumped for the overrun, which has not happened every week for AEW. The last quarter actually went up, which has not happened every week for AEW. I think people were invested in Samoa Joe Hook. And I think that Samoa Joe, I think they got to let him run for a while. I think that having him drop it in his first big defense against those guys, I think you got to let him run, because the results so far have been pretty good.
The Vep Jr. says, I wouldn't be opposed to Shotzi and Bianca taking the titles. Yeah, but you got to have something for Naomi to do as well on that show. KE775 says, think Becky eliminates Nia Saturday as payback for day one. Seth was taken off the advertisement for Raw, so it might be a video announcement tonight.
Was he?
Let me see. No, he's still advertised to kick off Raw. He's still on the website. Nicholas says, so to sum up, who's your prediction for the 2024 Rumble and Elimination Chamber? Out of the winners that you pick, do you think they win the titles? I think that Cody winning the Royal Rumble again would be great. And CM Punk sitting on the outside and you going, what's going through his mind, would be the right call. I think Bayley's going to win the Women's Royal Rumble. Elimination Chamber, I think that it'll be a top contender in like the IC title, or I think Gunther might say, I have not seen a challenge that is worthy of me, so give me everybody. I think that would be so badass. I think that'd be great. What are your thoughts?
I think Cody, it depends on The Rock. You know, it's a shitty situation for Cody, I think, because I think it depends on The Rock. Like, do you have any inkling if Rock Roman's going to happen? Or do you think, because why would Rock show up on Raw, and why would he use the head of the table line? Right.
I will have a story on how the conversation between The Rock and Cody went on Fightful Select on Tuesday.
I mean, it's just business. It's nothing personal, but
I'm sorry. You think it's not personal?
No, it
would become personal. Cody Rhodes needs the Nancy Kerrigan, that son of a bitch.
I don't want anybody to get assaulted, but
listen, yes, it's wrestling. Attack that man backstage. Tyrone says, thoughts on Colt on BTE with the best $4.99 in the business. Listen, Colt, you piece of shit. Look at me right in my eyes. You go 1 cent less than us. How about this? You broke some news.
Yeah, undercutting you.
You and Nicholas Jackson's mustache. I can tell you, they shaved into those mustaches shortly before the show. They were walking around with beards all day. I know that. You broke some news about their shoes. How about this? Both of them are going to be wearing two shoes each the next time they go outside. Where else are you getting that news? You didn't know about it before. So give me my money. Come on, Colt. Stop pirating my shit.
I love that he undercut us by 1 cent. That was good.
How many Arby's roast beef sandwiches can Luke Gallows eat without the bun, Colt? You don't remember. I know the answer is 6. The hell out of here.
And if you want to be technical, Dark Order gave him $5 Canadian.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That is.
So he really undercut us on that one. He accepted it. Yeah.
Chaz says, I wouldn't hate AEW doing Aztec Warfare. That was a fun match, too. I miss Lucha Underground in general. Rock Hard Joel Wood says, I hope I'm wrong, but with them getting Deonna and Mercedes, I can't see how they're going to have time if they're still doing only one match per Dynamite, even if they do segments. Based on the details I was given, like, I think that there would be like the Mercedes thing, then also the women's thing. And also, they expanded on Collision and started to do two matches a little while back. But I think the importance of a lot of the Collision stuff would also enhance. I mean, they've been putting important stuff on Rampage for a while, too. I do wish that they would do a better job recapping some of that stuff here and there, but I think it'll be fine. I think they're really putting juice into it, and I think they're going to spend so much damn money on Mercedes, they're going to have to.
Hopefully. We'll see.
Dante says, my only issue with the rankings is the roster's so big, some people might fall to the wayside. What are we doing with Ethan Page or Danhausen? Yeah, that's why I keep it to a smooth top five. That way people can be pissed off that they're not in the rankings. Ethan Page is still working ROH. I don't know what's up with Danhausen. It seems on the surface, reading his tweets, there's some frustration over how he's being used or not being used, but he's a smart guy. He's a very smart guy about how he ends up on TV. Manuel says, Sean and Jimmy, could you explain what kind of sports entertainment things AEW was doing in the past months that had a lot of criticism besides the MJF stuff? Well, a lot of it was that. And I mean, I can tell you a lot of that was stuff that some people liked. Like, they liked the MJF Adam Cole stuff. It's just when it, got a little bit too much. And the Shannon Wayne stuff, like, that was very, very WWE centric. It was very WWE related, and a lot of people weren't for it.
I felt they were doing a lot of promo segments.
Yeah,
which is something that used to be one of the criticisms of WWE was lengthy promo segments. They were doing it. I personally, and we talked about it before, I wasn't a fan of the MJF Adam Cole story. At first, it was kind of interesting, but then after a while, for me, it wasn't worthy of the world title. That's just how I felt about it. But it definitely looks like they've gotten back to, kind of in-ring first. Now they're doing the rankings, the C2. Tony made a point of calling them athletes, when the C2 was happening. That looks like they're getting back to that element of wrestling, which, again, it's a niche audience that likes that stuff. But AEW was built on that. I mean, they were. That's just reality.
Nightmare LLC says, Jimmy Van. Remember Evander Kane versus Jake Paul?
Evander Kane versus Jake Paul? No,
they didn't fight. They had talked about it.
Really?
They didn't do it? Yeah.
I mean, Jake Paul would have beat the piss out of Evander Kane because Evander Kane's not trained. Do you know who Evander Kane is, Sean?
Yeah, he's a hockey player.
Do you know much about him, or just what you just Googled?
I've heard his name. I didn't have to Google to know Evander Kane was a hockey player.
Okay. Yeah, he was a guy that the Oilers rehabbed. He was having a lot of issues. They had to declare bankruptcy. Had a big gambling addiction, and the Oilers rehabbed him, and now he's doing pretty well. But no, I did not ever hear of Evander Kane and Jake Paul. That's a first.
I remember that some of the sponsored articles, they would buy sponsored articles, and some of the subtext would involve Evander Kane and his, like, I guess, his gambling issues. So.
That's right. Yeah.
Van Twinblade says, Mason and Mansoir had their first match this past weekend at Deadlock. Let's talk about it. Also, Camaro Jackson and Coco Lane and ROH. Their finish was great. I really loved their finish. Dax was like, nope, not taking that.
What was it?
So they set it up like the Magic Killer, and then it is like Mansoir will throw the legs up in the air, and Mace does a brain buster out of there. Oh. So it's like an assisted brain buster. I really liked it.
Okay.
Really liked it. Pavement Cut Your Hair says, can you give SRS a much needed AEW history lesson? Buddy, I used to watch AWA on ESPN Classic. There is not an episode of that I have not watched because they used to air that on DirecTV. Nonstop. I sat there and watched, was it Paul Diamond and Pat Tanaka? That's Bad right. Company.
That's right.
They would come out to the damn song. I don't know how the hell they had the rights to it, but they were still airing the Bad Company song on ESPN at that point. Definitely wasn't allowed.
Where's that super chat coming from? Like, what? Where's that coming from?
AWA history. Damn clue.
Okay.
Damn clue. I will say this: I wasn't like balls deep in AWA or anything. And one of my favorite episodes of any podcast ever is Eric Bischoff's, where he talked about how he was in the AWA.
Yep, that's right.
And it was really, really great.
Yep, he was selling TV ads. Yeah. That's how he started, yeah.
A reminder, guys, after this on Fightful Select, we won't be doing The List Goes On. We will be doing a special figure haul episode, though. Also, my live Q&A will likely be on Tuesday. We're giving you some extra content as well. Rob Wilkins on Wednesday will have a retro review of the 2019 Royal Rumble. Lone Star says, do you think Mark Henry and Paul White ever return to WWE?
Yes.
Four appearances, yeah, I think yes. So.
They'll end up on Legends deals, both of them. Well, we talked about Okada, Sean.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. Okay. Kyle says, where do you see Okada's landing spot? So this was revealed last week via a press release from New Japan. We immediately had a ton of details on FightfulSelect.com. Okada is finishing up. AEW was hopeful and even at one point confident they would land him. But let me just specify, I was told by people very close to the situation that it is far too early to tell where he's going to go right now. Jimmy, your thoughts?
We've talked about him before because his contract was coming up. And I've always believed that AEW is where he's going to end up for three reasons. And it's almost like the Will Ospreay thing to me, but for three reasons. The first one is AEW will let him work for other companies. WWE historically hasn't been cool with that. And I think Okada is the kind of wrestler that would like that. You know, like he'd like to be able to appear in TNA. He'd like to be able to go back and work for New Japan if he wants. So that's number one. Number two, because AEW seems more willing to kind of cycle guys in and out, that would allow him to maintain a residence in Japan, much like Ospreay can maintain a residence in the UK. That's the second reason. And the third reason, and I mean, no disrespect, I'm just being honest. Tony Khan historically allows his wrestling fandom to cloud his judgment. And so I think he will beat any financial offer that WWE makes just because, and I know that the money's not everything and there might be other things that Okada wants aside from the finances, but I think Tony will beat WWE on any financial offer. What do you think? Have you heard anything to the claim that Okada has a dream to compete at WrestleMania?
That I don't know. I'm not that sure. I haven't really ever heard that, but you know, it could be true. Just because I haven't heard it doesn't mean that it isn't. So I haven't heard anything specifically out of the WWE side regarding him yet. That doesn't mean that, okay. One thing I did hear was Triple H had wondered aloud if, you know, some talent from Japan would like the schedule, but they said that about Nakamura. And not only did he do it, he did it well and really took to it and loved it and wanted to stay in America. So I just think that it's far too early to tell, because I can tell you there were people around him and New Japan that were surprised that the announcement came so quickly, because they thought that they would at least give it through like to the last week of January. And he's even got dates beyond that. So,
right. The question that I have, and you and I talked about this the other day off the air, the question I have has to do with his presentation on American television. Yeah. And I question for the price tag, because this guy's not working cheap, right? So yeah. I question for the price tag if WWE would be able to get as much mileage out of him as AEW would, because the presentation is very different. In WWE, stories and characters come first, in-ring comes second. In AEW, oftentimes in-ring comes first, stories and characters come second. Okada can go in the ring, but he can't cut a great English promo. And so yeah. do you think, given the WWE presentation, he could end up an afterthought like Shinsuke? Because Shinsuke was an afterthought for a long time, and even lately with the new promo style.
He won the Rumble and got a WrestleMania title.
Okay,
match,
that's so. Fair. That's fair. But lately, even with the new promo style, he's still losing the big matches. So what do you think? Do you think presentation-wise, WWE would know what to do with Okada? Because in AEW, they know what they're going to do with him in AEW, right? He'll be working yeah. hot matches like everybody else. Do you think that WWE would know how to present him given the way they do television?
I think Triple H would, yeah.
Think so?
I do. Yeah, I do. I think they would do a pretty good job of it in this landscape. Yeah. Especially with new production. I don't think Kevin Dunn would have.
I don't think he would have known. I think the Rainmaker would have, they zoom out the camera and there are three cuts as it happens. Then it zooms back in, then back out. They'd probably make a joke out of it.
Yeah, maybe, maybe.
Not now. Tony wraps us up with a last Humper Chat from humperchats.com. Says, I asked these questions to Phil and Reg, and I'm going to ask tonight with Denise as well. Hopefully I can get a response from Alex and Kate too, so bear with me. Is there some expectations troop beat you have for wrestling that was created because of WWE that you know isn't a must to have an effective great match or story, but is so baked in that you overcome it at times when analyzing shows? Oh, yeah. Mainly how people talk to each other on those shows. Who in real general conversation ever says, you see? Nobody says that. If somebody is talking to me and they go, you see, Sean, I'm going to go, what the fuck are you talking about? Why would you talk to me like that? That is such a weird thing to say. That's a big one. How people interact in a general sense, I think, is something that I overlook sometimes because I'm like, that's wrestling. And unfortunately, that's just the way it is. There are just so many things that you look at and you go, well, that's just weird. That's just weird. Are there any things like that for you, Jimmy?
Kind of what you're talking about when it just feels forced. I mean, I'll admit we've talked about this before. I'm not a massive fan of how wrestling has evolved in terms of the in-ring. I'm not a massive fan of, you know, say the style that say the Young Bucks work or whatever. I've just never been a big fan of it. I appreciate the athleticism and I appreciate how they've been pioneers in terms of offense. I'm just not a fan of how telegraphed it looks and how choreographed it looks, but yeah. Everything evolves though. Everything evolves and there's a market for that. And there's an audience that loves it. In terms of the promos though, I'm with you that oftentimes it feels really unnatural. I like it when it feels like a shoot. Like that's when I like pro wrestling. And one of the reasons that I've talked many times on this podcast, one of the reasons I love Brock Lesnar, because I know there's a sect of the wrestling fan base that doesn't like a Brock Lesnar because they like a different style. I like Brock because when he's out there, you can suspend your disbelief and feel like what you're watching is real. Sure. And you don't get that with a lot of guys anymore.
I was rewatching the 03 Royal Rumble. I forgot how different that he looked,
Brock?
Like that he was so much leaner.
Yes.
Like he was so much leaner. It was just a completely different dude.
Well, just, you know, he was coming different. Out of what was the drug testing in UFC? What was that called again?
USADA.
USADA. He was coming out of USADA. Yeah.
Yeah. We have a super chat from Ali saying, do you think Okada's relationship with Tony Khan affected or influenced his decision? If he's like dead set on going there, then yeah, I think it's possible. I think it's possible. Ooh, we got our, oh, okay. I don't have anything on Thursday. I got a free day on Thursday, oh, Jimmy.
You got your itinerary?
I booked a day early because every time I come in on Thursday and they got events there.
Gonna have to gonna change your flight, change your hotel. Let's see.
Here we go. Maxine, Gable, Otis, Gunther, Kofi, Bronson, Shayna, Natalia, R-Truth, Nia, Julius Creed, Brutus Creed, Ivy Nile. Oh, I love Ivy Nile. She's wonderful.
And you got then, Truth, Sean, after your interview the other day.
Oh, I will do that again. I will absolutely do that again. And then later on, there is Big E, Natalia, Kofi, Xavier, Candace, Titus. It is a funny, almost ongoing rib that I almost never have gotten to interview Johnny Gargano once he became a free agent. Like we had tentatively planned to do one and it just never worked out. Then he got back in WWE. And the reality is if I hit them up and said, hey, would you mind giving me Johnny? They probably would. But I do find it very funny that Candace will be there and he won't. But
someone's going to watch the kid, Sean.
Whew. Gunther, man. I haven't had a favorite pro wrestler in a very, very long time. I think that guy's my favorite pro wrestler. I just think he's the perfect pro wrestler.
He's got presence. Yeah. And last year at the Rumble, they teased him and Brock. They had a stare down, but I don't believe there was any physicality. I want physicality in the Rumble. Gunther, Brock. That's what I want. And I would like to see Gunther eliminate him, leading to a match at Mania.
Yeah, I would too.
That would be excellent. That's what I want.
I would too. Amir, we did read your Humper chat, just so you know. You said any info on Dynamite Collision for 3639. I heard Worcester Mass or something, but that hasn't been announced, so there's a chance that they change it. Because of Morphe going out and the new guy coming in, I think that that's probably a rhyme or reason why a lot of this stuff has changed and why some of these haven't been announced. But Jimmy, what do you got? I'm heading out on Wednesday. Guess I'm partying Thursday.
Yeah, I guess you were. Yeah, yeah. I'm hoping I don't see any receipts that day. You got another super chat from Vasco.
Oh, who you got versus Okada if we see him at all in 2024?
Ooh. Brian?
Oh. If he's healthy.
If he's healthy?
If he's healthy, a guy by the name of Kenny Omega. That's probably who. You run that one back.
Yeah, there's lots of possibility. What about Adam Copeland? I mean, there's lots of possibilities.
That too. Yeah. That's one I'm interested in about the rankings. How do you avoid giving Adam Copeland a world title match with the rankings?
Exactly. Right.
Because, I mean, he hasn't been beating like the top guys, but he beat Dante, he beat Lee Moriarty, beat Griff. Now, that being said, Christian did technically beat him. I mean, as I look at it, technically, Edge has lost 2 out of his last 6 singles matches, technically. So, that, you know, not
I wrong. Remember one of the knocks used to be that Darby and Sting didn't get a tag title shot. And I understand Sting doesn't want a belt, but...
If Sting is healthy, because I don't know how he's feeling after that big bump, I would have them win the tag titles in a week or two and then lose them to the Young Bucks. Oh, Jimmy, I so badly want to see them with Ric Flair outside the ring do the I'm sorry, I love you and rile up Ric Flair. And then they super kick Sting and he just stares at him and beats their asses. That's what I want to see.
There you go. Got another guys, one. Robzilla, Sean.
How the hell do you see these? How the hell do you see these before me?
I see everything because that's just what I do.
Robzilla says Jake Atlas just posted he's ready to return to pro wrestling. Do you think there's a place for him? If he explains the situation and everything, because I mean there was the domestic situation, which you know, you can read the facts on that. We did some reporting on it. I don't really want to editorialize because I might be a little bit foggy, but you know, as long as that situation never happens again, he apologizes and you know, there's nothing beyond the surface. Cause I mean, look, Velveteen Dream is trying to get back into wrestling, trying real hard now, but a lot different situations there, but leave us a thumbs up. Leave us a nice comment, subscribe, tap that bell for notifications. A reminder, January 31st, 6 p.m. Wednesday, the Fightful Awards will be live. Jimmy, do not say the names of the people who have sent in the acceptance speeches. You have seen several of the acceptance speeches, and they are very, very good.
Nick Khan's was excellent.
It was great.
Yeah.
Nick Khan's was great. Triple H.
His was so. Hunter could do better. But Nick Khan's was good.
Triple H, like, accepted his award, and he said, Best Booker of All Time award? This should have went to Tony. That's what he said.
No, the first thing Hunter said is it's about time you guys invited me onto your platform.
Yes.
First thing he said. So.
Yes. Guys, until next time, we're out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.